Were there different kinds of plows that people used to have?
So they tell me, but I don't know one man from another.
What about something that has a lot of teeth in it that breaks up the ground finer than a plow?
I don't know what you call them. I see them, but I don't know the name of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a hara or hara?
Yeah, the name sounds familiar to me, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Oh, wire fences, barbed wires,
mm-hmm.
wooden fences.
What kinds of wooden fences?
Just plain boards, board fences. Boards go all the way around. That's what you call a board fence. Like you see that board fence back behind you, straight back on.
Oh, the board's going up?
Going this way. Boards going out of the way, but they're standing straight up. That's what you call a board fence.
Uh-huh.
And they got a wire fences.
And what about one where the boards are pointed at the top?
That's a fence, a board fence, what mm-hmm. you call it.
Do you ever hear of a slat fence or paling fence?
Paling fence, yes. Well, that's me, see all the same. But a paling fence on it, it's got them sharp and off, but boards is, this pale, made out of pale. That's what the name of them is, but we say board fence.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence that goes in and out like this?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
That's, I don't know what you call them, that's what I'd call them, a pocket fence. And spark sticks for them. Well, I don't know what you call them. I see the farmers used to have them kind of fences.
Mm-hmm.
Like you playing, but I wouldn't know what to say to call them because I don't know the name of them.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, if you were going to set up a wire fence, how would you do that?
I wouldn't try to set up none of the first I know myself. I'd have to have it done because I wouldn't know how to start to setting up one.
Well,
only get your posts and go to work. I never try to set up any kind of fences, only board fences. I used to make board fences.
Uh-huh.
But these wire fences, I never experienced none out of them. And I figured if I was going to have one done, I'd get the people to do it, who I'd get the fence from if they would do it, or either get somebody would put up the fence,
uh-huh.
because I wouldn't know. Not now, and I wouldn't try, not now, because I know I couldn't do it, you know?
Well, first of all, you have to dig a hole, though, and put a...
Well, yeah, you got to put a post hole digger down there to get your post hole dug and set your posts in there on a straight line.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to do that. So, put a post hole, get your post hole digger, measure your fence off and line it off.
Uh-huh.
And then get the length of where you want your posts, how far you want them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And take your post hole digger and dig your posts and put them from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No. If I did, I didn't pay it no attention.
Mm-hmm. What about something that people used to carry water in?
Oh, that'd be mostly a jug or a crock or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a well?
No, I have never had none. No more than a pump well.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a pump well, but a regular well, a ground well, we never had none. But I've known them. I've been around them in the country and places.
What would you carry water from the well in?
No, we used to call them pails.
Mm-hmm.
Pails, some people say pails, some people say buckets.
Is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
No, not as I can see.
What about the thing you'd use for carrying food out to the hogs in?
I'd say bucket, swill bucket.
Huh?
Swill bucket, what we all call them.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that you'd use to fry eggs in?
No, we call them skillets.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one with little legs on it that you could use in a fireplace?
Yeah. Dutch oven.
Uh-huh.
Has their legs on them.
Uh-huh.